Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family, Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Listen to it every day. Then add our new prayer platform called Turning Point Prayer Hub via our YouTube and Facebook platforms. In 30 minutes of securing or commanding your day, it is purely prayers, effective and effectual Holy Ghost inspired prayers to secure your day. It is 6:30 to 7 a.m. Nigeria time, Mondays to Saturday. If you can join us live, good. If not, whenever you wake up in your country, go to our YouTube and Facebook. Open, sing the song we sang for the day, the prayers we prayed, the prophecy we prophesied, and the sacrifice we made for the day. It is daily. If you are consistent enough, it will totally redefine your life. So listen to both the audio and video. Welcome also to Sunday, the second day in November. As usual, open your hands to receive and be responding with amen and receive it. As we have learned here, days and numbers are spiritually significant. The number 2 represents agreement, confirmation, and partnership. 2 Corinthians 3 verse 1 says, in the mouth of 2 or 3 witnesses, Amos 3 verse 3 says, can 2 walk together except they are in agreement? On this second day of creation, Genesis 1 verses 6 to 8, God divided the waters. He brought separation, order, structure out of chaos. Open your hand. I speak order into your life. The removal of chaos. You will go forward. You will step and God will take care of your step. If you can stretch your right foot forward, do so. In fact, if you can walk around in your room gently, walk around and be confessing, I make progress. I move forward. Walk around gently. Oh, yes. Yes. Say, Lord, I am progressing. I am advancing. Prophet, divine helpers, say it. Just as God divided the waters on the second day, you are separated from all limitations and delays. I decree over you the release of divine helpers and covenant partners. You will not walk or struggle alone. God will connect you with the right people who will help you fulfill purpose. Say amen. I receive it. Now, if you are going to church today, add something to the offering you had wished to give. You know what you have decided to give. Ask something, big or small. And as you do so, tell God, take me beyond my limit this week. If you are in church, please do so. If you will not be in church, then make the same offering. Whatever is comfortable for you, sow it into God's kingdom work through TPGF. If you don't have the commission's account, send a chat message. Or please send me the commission's account to +234809-789-4000. It shall be sent. Then do your sowing. Please don't get disturbed or angry. I talk about giving and sowing seed all the time. Don't get pissed off. No, no, no. Now, sowing and tithing and giving are our covenant practice as long as we live. There are 4 things we will do as long as we are on earth. Praising God, praying to Him, tithing and sowing seed, soul winning. Added to that is living a holy life before God. Don't get pissed off. Don't mind those that are attacking, tithing and seed sowing. No, they don't belong to our covenant of God. They don't belong to our kingdom. Just think that everything we are doing here is a blessing and will open your heaven. I just think I should explain this once in a while so that we will know what we are doing. Of course, nobody is coerced or forced to tithe or sow seed. It is voluntary, but in obedience to God's word. Right, November 2 celebrant, your birthday prayers. You are blessed. Your birthday is blessed. You will live long in good health, in abundance, and divine power. Happy birthday. First issue for sharing and learning today. Good day, Daddy. Femi Emmanuel. Please, sir, what is Apostle Paul saying in 1 Corinthians 14, verse 22? Many thanks, sir. Wow. That verse comes from Paul's discussion on spiritual gift, especially speaking in tongues and prophesying. Read it in full and in context in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 to 14. It calls tongues a sign to unbelievers. meaning it can demonstrate God's supernatural presence in those who are yet to believe that comes into the midst, into our midst. But prophesying serves not for the unbelievers, but for them that believe. In other words, speaking under divine inspiration to instruct, encourage, and edify, which is what prophesying is mainly about for believers. Read 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 3. But he that prophesies, speak unto man for three things: edification, exhortation, and comfort. So each time on this platform, when I say I prophesy, these are the three things I'm referring to. Next, what kind of business should I go for, Daddy? Please, I'm confused. Clothing or foodstuff business? I need your guidance and prayers too. Well, I have taught us here over and over again, the business to do or the career to pursue must resonate with one's passion, must be something in line with your potential for what you are sent here to do. The two you have mentioned here is in the area of commerce, foodstuff and clothing. But you must find out which one resonates with you more. And then your environment is also important. Is there a market for foodstuff and clothing around you? These two can also be run online in these days of IT and AI. But whichever one you decide for, don't forget my teachings, training and mentoring first. Don't go into anything you are not trained for or mentored for. Don't jump into a business out of emotion or sentiment, or that others are doing it and making it. Adequate training and mentoring must come first. Next, good morning, Daddy, and God bless you, sir. Please, Daddy, concerning marriage, can God speak to a man that a sister will be his wife without speaking to the sister, even after she has prayed and no confirmation at all? Wow, no. If a man claimed that God spoke to him about a sister, that man should ask God to speak to that sister also. God will not speak to one and leave the other out. When angel Gabriel said to Mary, you will conceive and give birth to a child, Mary said, how will Joseph take this? The angel said to her, don't worry, I will go over to Joseph and reveal it. And he did. Again, I have taught us here, while I do not say God cannot show somebody his wife or his husband, please don't be looking for a voice in choosing for who to marry or casting fleas. Follow the Bible pattern we have taught here. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 14 to 16. No unequal yoke. Plus, are we friends? Can we flow together? Then character. Watch for genuine conversion, maturity in Christ, and excellent character. Don't go by hearing a voice or seeing him in a dream, or a prophet or a pastor saw a vision for you. Oh no, no pastor or prophet will live with you in that marriage. I have said here jokingly, although seriously, that since the day of Adam and Eve, God has stopped looking for husband and wife for people. Since Adam accused God and said, the woman you gave me the fruit and I ate. God said, from that day, he that seeketh findeth. God has stopped looking for spouses for people. He gave guidelines. Follow the guidelines and make a godly choice. Someone is saying and smiling, this our daddy, Shah. Well, I am just telling the truth. So young men and women, shine your eyes. We'll continue from here tomorrow. Rebroadcast this to all on your contact, especially to your children, to your friends, and your sibling, to let them avoid mistakes. Let TPGF mentor them. Our special seed this month is 11-11-11. Many people are already doing so. 11-11-11, which means 11,111 naira, 11 kobo, or equivalent in whichever country you are. If you don't have capacity up to that, then do what you are able to. It could be 10,111 naira, 11 kobo, 5,111 naira, 11 kobo, 2,111 naira, 11 kobo. You can do more. You can do less, depending on what you will do comfortably without complaint. This is different from tithe. So pay your tithe, personal and corporate tithing, your battle Thanksgiving and partnership commitment seed. Your Father that sees you in secret will reward you openly. I prophesy, very soon you'll be able to comfortably and conveniently be tithing in 7, 8, 9, and 10 figures without struggle, without stress. Your seed and offering will also climb to hundreds of thousands without struggle, without stress. I say that in Jesus' name, it will happen. May the Lord bless you, bless your giving, bless your sowing, bless your serving Him. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. Have a great day and have a wonderful month. Bye.